came the voice again. What a gorgeous American accent, thought Ursula, as light and frothy as an ice cream soda. Ursula was in awe. She'd never met an American before, let alone one who looked like she'd walked straight off the set of 16 Candles. The American girl's bright look made Ursula feel a little shabby. For her first day at Oxford, she'd dressed in a black watch kilt, Fair Isle sweater, old tweed hacking jacket, and a red wool beret knitted by her grandmother.
I'm coming,
Ursula called back, abandoning her beaten-up navy blue globe-trotter suitcase and trunk on the cobblestones. She darted across the road, dodging the students on bicycles whizzing along Christminster Lane.
Hello, Ursula said to the girl when she reached her. Are you all right?
I'm totally confused, replied the American. The traffic's all on the wrong side of the street and it's making me dizzy. I'm looking for the Christminster College campus.
Don't worry,
Ursula reassured her, indicating the gate tower across the street.
You're here.
That? The girl's eyes widened as they travelled up, up, up the famous building. That is not a campus. That is a museum. The American then grinned, flashing immaculately straight teeth.